Speaking of swing, we're swinging into our big interview of a Thursday, and very excited. Nokwanda has got her golfing shoes on. She's practicing her swing. We're about to hit the green, and we're talking golf, but with a special local focus, local flavor, a thing called the East Coast Tournament. What is it all about? Well, we're going to give you the full scoop right now, because in the house with us, we have the tournament director, Mr. Chief Mtembu, who joins us on microphone number one. Chief, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Loud and clear. Good to have you with us, my friend. And along with you, we have Mr. Brian Ntuli, who is the project manager of the East Coast Tournament. Brian, are you with us?
Yeah, bro.
Yay, in the house, guys. And thanks for coming through on a fresh Thursday morning. I'm excited about this thing. Mm-hmm. I recently read a press release, or actually it was a newspaper clipping, about a really successful first tournament that you guys put together. Mkomas, I believe it was,
yes,
a smash, smash
indeed,
it.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, let's just quickly have a look, a top level look at what is the East Coast Tournament all about. What is the aim, Chief?
I think thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us here, and we're very delighted to be here. I think essentially what we're trying to do is to resuscitate tournament golf in KZN. We're trying to ensure that we don't lose any talents out there, because there's so many guys out there who are capable, but because of lack of support structure, we end up losing that talent. So we want to make sure it's East Coast Tournament that, we resuscitate that.
Brilliant. I mean, look, the thing is, we know there's talent. So we come from a place where talent abounds on the East Coast. We have particularly blessed with a lot of great golf courses.
Exactly, yeah.
Correct.
But you will know better than me that professional golf, for those that want to take it to that level, there are some serious hurdles to overcome. The costs are prohibitive.
Indeed, yes.
And it can be kind of crushing and soul-destroying for someone who shows those glimmers of talent in those early years, and then realizes that, it's a long road, and for me, maybe it's just not going to be viable. Brian, I believe that you're the most experienced golfer in the building at this moment. Your love for golf, how far back does it go?
Whew. Started when I was five.
What?
What?
Yeah.
So you're very comfortable with a golf club in
no,
hand.
Indeed. We were lucky enough that we were staying at Umhlali Country Club.
Okay.
If you remember back in the days, by hole number two, there used to be a compound there for workers that used to maintain the golf club.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's where I grew up.
Wow. So you literally, you grew up on our local green here, Umhlali. You know it like the back of your hand.
We used to sneak in.
And you honed your skill. I believe you're a champ in your own right. Am I just blowing smoke? Was it a fact?
Played quite a number of tournaments. Won a few. Yeah,
that's brilliant. So you're sort of testament to the fact that there's talent here, homegrown talent, and if we can identify it, if we can give it the right support, the right structures, the right assistance, then it can really shine. Not just on a local platform, but on a provincial, even on a national level. Hey.
Trust me, it's the local talent. It's huge, especially around the townships, and around this area of Palito and North Coast itself. It's huge. If you look at the guys that go out there on Mondays, Wednesdays playing, unfortunately they fall in a place whereby I'll call gambling.
Yeah,
which it keeps us playing all the time.
Yeah,
but it doesn't drive us to our dreams.
I see.
We play on Mondays, you can win as much gambling events, but nobody recognizes you.
But the talent is undeniably there.
Look at the scores. The scores will tell you there's no 90s that win on Mondays. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not. If you shoot level par on a Monday, you might end up number three.
Yeah.
It's under pars which win the gambling schools. And all of those are young stars which wish one day they can be there, but their dreams have been dropped.
So you have the gambling school level, but then for those that want to take it up to the proper qualifying school, the Q school.
Yes, the Q school.
That's where the real journey to being a pro starts. Am I right?
Yes, correct.
And I believe, Chief, you've actually with under the umbrella of the tour, the East Coast tour. You've been following KZN golfers. You've been identifying talent. And you've been keeping track of those guys that have been making it out to the Q schools, participating in the IGT, the Big Easy Tour, or even the Sunshine Tour. And you've concluded that there really is a need for regular, professional-like preparatory tournaments in our KZN province.
Indeed, yes, Mike. In fact, I've been attending the Q school for the past 3 years before the COVID, obviously. And that's when the need, that's when I identified the need, that there's a need to support these guys, you know, from KZN. Because when they get to Joburg, we find that they're not very tournament ready because, you know, we lack a regular, like competitive tournament here in our province. And when they get there as well, you know, we need to support them. You know, we need to, you know, align them with, you know, proper professionals like psychologists, you know, physiologists, etc. So when they get there, so we're there to support them, you know. And as you know, golf is very expensive as well. So, and this is one of our key areas as well as East Coast Tour to raise funds for these less privileged golfers. So yeah, it's a win-win situation for us. That's why at the end of the day, you know, we'd like local businesses to be involved. You know, because there are tax benefits if local businesses are involved. Businesses can also get the BEE points as part of their socio-economic development project. So it's a win-win for all of us. And whilst we are promoting the talent and creating an environment for the guys to compete.
That's so cool. And you've already proven the concept. As I said, I read this article giving us the scoop on what happened at Umkomas in July. The East Coast Tour hosted their first golf tournament on the fairways at the Umkomas Golf Club. 44 players competed despite cold weather conditions and raising money for golf development, also creating a regular competitive environment for the KZN golf professionals and future champions. The organizers and the players observed strict COVID regulations, of course, and between registration fees, over 10,000 Rand was raised for the cause and far exceeded the initial goal of raising 5 grand. And more than 15 golf clubs were in attendance at the tournament. Unfortunately, there was no welcoming ceremony or prize giving due to COVID, obviously. But players traveled from as far as Escort, Port Shepstone, and Belito. And the event was a smash success, thanks to some great title sponsors that came to the fore as well. Makwande Consulting, Spur Restaurant, Cornubia, Matthew Lister, the biokineticist, and Tanya and Mark Lawson. And as the organizers, the East Coast Tournament are expecting more sponsors to support the cause in the near future. Am I right, guys?
Very correct, yeah.
This is fantastic.
It is. Tell us about your November tournament.
Oh, yeah. November tournament, it's scheduled to take place on the 28th of November. It's going to be, the tee off time is going to be at 11 o'clock. And we really appeal to people to come and be part of the tournament. Then after November, we'll make an announcement as well. But we want to bring it here now. Mm-hmm. We want to bring it either, okay, this is very unofficial for now. Mm-hmm. We'll probably speak to Umhlali Country Club or Sambiti or, one of the local courses. Yeah. So that, because it's been taking place on the South Coast.
Yeah.
So now we want to bring it home, you know.
Very, very exciting stuff. Yeah. November, where is that going to be taking place?
At the Royal Durban Golf Club.
Fantastic. Is there still space for sponsors to come on board? Is there still opportunity for people to come and support?
Certainly, and Brian will talk more about that as well.
Brian, what's the way?
Definitely, we wish to collaborate with a lot of local companies around here just to try and uplift the spirit of the youngsters, because they are the future of KZN. And if these youngsters disappear today, guess who knows who's going to be representing KZN in the next 5 years. So we need our business associates to just pitch in and say, hey, this is what I can afford. And what can you guys do for us? We can do quite a number of things. You know, we can have your banners all around the course. We can have your some of the youngsters can wear the company logos. Yeah. You know, if you pitch in and say, you know what? I'm sponsoring this youngster for a year. I'm going to pay for his driving range golf balls for a year, or pay his membership for a year. We need sponsors like those, you know. And we need support from the local golfers. Golf in KZN, it's huge. Yeah. but there's no tournament golf.
Yeah. This is the thing, and it's you kind of scratch your head and think, why? I mean, it seems like an obvious one. It should be there. Yeah. For some reason, that environment doesn't exist right now. But you guys are working really hard to make it a reality, and the golfing community is going to be all the better for it, all the richer for it. Local talent's going to get a chance to really show. Show its colors, and as a province, we can really put ourselves on the map. Because I mean, maybe I'm just biased, but I seem to think that the talent that exists around us here, we've definitely got the fullest pot. But let's make it a reality. Let's make this November tournament really an exciting one, and then when it comes properly to the Dolphin Coast, we really want to make it sing and come alive, and so we'll definitely need to have another chat, guys. Yeah. But in the meantime,
thanks very much,
for those that are listening to this and might be keen to come on board to find out about partnering with you guys and maybe walking a road with East Coast Tournament, Brian, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
I can give you our number.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
For number, okay, I can give you mine. It's 068-517-1487. I'll just repeat it. 068-517-1487. And Chief's number, it's 063-807-8235. 063-807-8235.
Good stuff. Yeah. If you were driving and you weren't able to write that down, if you get in touch with us at 88FM, at Radio Life and Style, we'll be able to connect you with these gentlemen on a mission, trying to put KZN golfing talent on the map, trying to help develop our talent and create a culture of tournament golf where there isn't one. It should be there. We're going to make it a reality. And we've got the courses. We've got the talent, now we've got the will, and with your help, if you've got a business, an organization, or a heart for helping this really worthy cause, then please get in touch, and let's end the year on a high note and head into 2022 with a really strong foundation. What do you say, guys?
Excellent, and I hope, you know, this is the beginning of a... you know, a fruitful relationship with the local radio station.
Hey.
And we're very grateful for that.
We are grateful too. Now, Nokwanda and I, we are definitely in the development category. Like
grassroots.
we're going to need to hit the driving range, Nokwanda, and start getting...
get the swing right first.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily, Brian, he's got a heart for talent and for development, so he's going to help us.
We might be good, actually.
You know what? I think you've probably got natural talent, Nokwanda. Me, I don't know. I might be more of a caddy, but...
hidden talent there.
And also, just before we go... the amazing thing to mention is that one of the ways that we raise funds is we take people for lessons as well.
Oh, yeah?
For golf lessons, yes.
So that's a thing?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
At Kane Driving Range, so they can book in their lessons. That's another form of fundraising that we do.
Brilliant. So there's hope. This is that's for me then. We got to start somewhere. You're learning from guys that have some serious salt, some serious experience. So very exciting. The opportunities abound. And guys, we're wishing you lots of success with the November tournament, the next one coming to us, and more steam and more power to you, and the East Coast tournament dream. Until next time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, guys.
You heard it here on 88FM. Bringing you back to the music. And swinging that club, here's Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.